This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with Revolver Newshead, Dr. Darren J. Beatty. Revolver.News, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike Adams is coming up. Got a lot to cover here in the next hour. Other, in the 5 minutes we have left, Doc, what are other key areas you want to cover, other things you think people should know about Jan 6 and why it's so important and what you think is coming next and how we as a people, I think, can come together and call for peace and not call for violent revolution? I think that's very important. What else is on your radar?
Well, the biggest thing, the general take home, is that our politics in this country will be largely fake and performative until the national security state is brought to heel, until it's brought into the proper fold. And January 6th, the lies told about January 6th are meant to advance this larger narrative that the role of the national security state is effectively to crush and suppress domestic political opposition to the regime. That's the most dangerous and important trend going on right now, and it's something that we need to expose and to fight and to overcome.
Perfectly said. I mean, I lose sleep at night over this. The fall of our republic, and then there's no more example of liberty worldwide. I mean, I wish there was a bunch of other countries that were freer than us. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. Look at Australia. Look at Europe. Look at the UK. I mean, it all runs from bad to worse, and we're the bad, and they're the worse, and China and North Korea, you know, it's just, my God, why has the elite of the world given up on freedom in the Renaissance? That's what's protected them and the general public. What aristocrat, what system gets rid of a free society when that's the safest, best system for everybody?
No, it's outrageous, and you're absolutely right. We've given up, when we give up all of our freedoms, which we're very close to having done, we will be nothing better, nothing different from China. In fact, the only difference will be sometimes I say that we're going to be exactly like China plus drag queens. That's the only difference. China doesn't have the drag queens, and we do. Other than
you're a sicky sweet leftist anti-male, anti-family patina. That's the only difference.
Right, right. No, and that's the direction we're heading, and it's where we'll be if, you know, people like you, people like me, people like, you know, the whole, you know, group of, you know, patriots, you know, listening to this, don't continue to expose and act against these really dangerous transformations that are taking place at this pivotal moment in our nation's history.
What do you think they do about Biden? I mean, they knew he was controllable and an idiot, but he's really deteriorating fast. World leaders won't talk to him. He's super arrogant. Well, what's going to happen with that guy?
I think that's probably a big problem for them internally, and they're probably still figuring out what to do. And if you look at their moments of really impressive hyper-coordination that they exposed throughout the Democratic primary, there's moments of like totally unexpected but really powerful consolidation in order to push Biden into the presidency. And whatever kind of mechanisms were behind that, I'm not sure if they've fully reached a consensus on how to delicately get over the Biden situation and save face while doing so.
Well, that's right. They showed incredible coordination, like a cartoon where the cat's got 100 plates and saucers trying to balance them. I wish they'd put that into space bases and moon bases and life extension and being a good society. If they put that type of work into that, we would be at the next level.
Right. No, I mean, I wish we would orient ourselves toward, you know, great achievements. And again, it's like China, for all its faults, it does seem to be oriented toward actually making things and developing their country to a certain degree. Whereas in the United States, or what I call the globalist American empire, it really seems to be simply an exercise of continuous resource extraction and exploitation on the part of a corrupt, decrepit, illegitimate ruling class against its increasingly indignant citizens.
That's right. We have a spoiled, rotten, America-hating group of trash that are fifth-generational trust fund kids, and they're the worst on earth. Dr. Beatty, always amazing. Congratulations. I know Tucker tonight, I don't even need to talk to him, I know, is going to be doing a victory lap with this information. So thank you so much, Doc. It's a victory lap for you as well.
Thank you so much.
Great job, Project Veritas. Woo! Man! Man, that guy's a superhero. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it, and I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Maria Zakharova is the head spokesperson for the Russian Ministry of Information, and she just came out in a big press conference. The video is on InfoWars.com as we speak. We're going to post it in the live show feed as well. Breaking video. Russia tells the U.S., we have found your biological weapons, which they're now. Victoria Nuland is confirming their bioweapon labs, but saying it's Ukraine's. But I have the Washington Post from 2005 saying Obama paid for it and did it. So this is all exploding in their face, literally and figuratively. Here she is talking.
Suggesting, Ms. Zakharova, that the Russians have now just discovered the remnants, vestiges of chemical and biological weapons factories, and also adding that the United States is in control of all these sites. Now, just in April 2020, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine issued a stark statement completely categorically denying that the U.S. were running any biological weapons sites in Ukraine, as have the security services of Ukraine.
All right, so Mike Adams is here to cover the waterfront. Over a year and a half ago, he was just hammering that they're going to cut the fertilizer off next and they'd start a big war. He's been dead on. Tomorrow's News Today, naturalnews.com, and he's got a bunch of articles out on this. The starvation matrix decoded, Russian fertilizer, hydrocarbon, CO2, the Haber equation, and crop yields explained. This is so important. This just came out. We're going to be getting to corn and soybean. Farmer warns Americans that average grocery bill will increase by $1,000 a month, and that'll starve the third world to death. When the metric goes above the level it's already gone above, it will cause mass rebellions in the third world. When you spend more than half your paycheck on food, it's a well-known equation. Last time it happened, we had the Arab Spring. The binary weapon extermination plot becomes clear. mRNA, spike protein injections, suppress DNA repair, followed by global nuclear events that unleash DNA-damaging radiation. So much more. I want, and Mike's going to take over because I want to actually hear him talk. He's going to host the rest of the show coming up here in about 20 minutes, and then Owen Schroyer's coming up. But, Mike, you're always on fire. You've really been on fire lately. Obviously, I just want your take on Russia and Ukraine and just big picture, and then we'll zoom in next segment and drill into all these other facets. But good to see you there, my friend. Wow, what a time to be alive.
Isn't it, though? Yeah, thank you for having me on, Alex. So, Ukraine, breaking news, just today announced that they're banning all exports of wheat and buckwheat, oats, I think barley, millet, meat, and other crops in order to try to protect their own domestic supply. Now, the reason this matters, and this is on the heels of Hungary a few days ago banning exports of wheat there, is because Ukraine and Russia together export about 25%, or actually it's 28% of the world's wheat supply. Now, in addition to that now being lost to the rest of the world that's trying to feed itself, we have gone through an era of extreme crop failures globally. We've had drought in South America. We've had drought across the western United States for the last growing season. In China, they've had extreme floods. And then in Europe, they are no longer going to be able to produce fertilizer. This is a key thing that we are going to talk about here today, I hope, which is that fertilizer, the nitrogen-based fertilizers are produced from natural gas. And so you have to have hydrocarbons. which typically come out of Russia, and they go through the pipelines into Germany and other Western European nations, ultimately, in order to produce ammonia, which is the basis for the nitrogen-based fertilizers. Now, I know you appreciate this, Alex. This is critical. You can't make fertilizer from solar panels. You can't make fertilizer out of wind farms. You can't make fertilizer out of hydroelectric dams generating electricity. You need hydrocarbons. And the equation, it's in my article today. I've got three key equations for those who want to put on their nerd caps today and study the equations. But we all need to understand the Haber equation, photosynthesis, and hydrocarbon combustion, and how those three things now interrelate, and how the globalists are weaponizing all of this in order to cause global famine. And my prediction, Alex, and I'll turn it back to you, my prediction is by the end of this year, 1 to 2 billion people on planet Earth will face starvation because of what's been set into motion in the last 2 weeks.
And again, you're explaining to people what the mainline scientists and the major hedge funds and all of them are saying. This is not debatable. We could argue some fine points of how bad it's going to be, but this is a pretty conservative breakdown you've got here, that if you cut off the food supply, people starve. And in this equation, it's simple math that if you feed someone lower calories than they need to live, they die. Well, and so that's a larger equation for billions of people. And now the UN's running around saying billions are about to be on the edge of starvation, not hundreds of millions like the COVID lockdowns did. And now they're blaming Russia for that. Well, I don't care who you blame. The point is, this is the Great Reset, and most of the damage has been caused by the ongoing lockdowns that the IMF and World Bank demanded in the third world. Some countries are still under lockdown. I mean, this is crazy, and it's all been planned, Mike, as you said.
Yes, and understand that half the world's population, about 4 billion people, are only alive today because of hydrocarbon-based fertilizers. Through that process, I just described the Haber equation. Now, understand, you know, plants need nitrogen. Nitrogen is about 80% of the atmosphere. We're swimming in a nitrogen soup in gaseous form all around us every day. But plants can't use that nitrogen until it's combined with hydrocarbons, typically from natural gas, but they can also use methane and so on. And so that Haber process, which requires big industrial plants, you have to have 200 times atmospheric pressure and so on in order to kind of crush these elements into a new molecule, which is the ammonia molecule, or NH3. N is nitrogen from the air. H is the hydrogen from hydrocarbons. That's how you get ammonia. So now we have a global shortage of ammonia. And Russia cutting off fertilizer exports. Russia produces a massive amount of fertilizer for the world. And Belarus also produces a tremendous amount of potash. So remember, you need phosphorus and you need potassium in addition to nitrogen in order for crops to grow. Well, if you cut off the thing that feeds 4 billion people, what happens to the 4 billion people? So as you've been saying, Alex, I've been listening the last couple of days intently about what you're saying. This is a global reset cover story. They're going to blame Russia while they crush food supplies, crush fertilizer, crush energy, crash the economies, but then it's all going to be Putin's fault. That's what they're setting up.
You're absolutely right. And the globalists, whether they're in France or Australia or here in the U.S., they brag. Psaki and the head of the Energy Department and Buttigieg, the head of Transportation, they all say, oh, it's a transition. Yeah, we could cut the price, but we're not. But it's not a transition onto where we have windmills and they work or solar panels. It's a transition where the third world starves to death, and then who survives flood the first world, and then they collapse the first world as well. This is how we own nothing and have nothing by 2030, Mike.
Right. And when they say zero emissions, the only way to achieve zero emissions is to have zero population. So it's really the Bill Gates equation that he presented at that TED talk the one time. Like he says, one of these variables has to go to zero, and one of them is P for population. So zero emissions, the only way you get there is through mass global starvation or killing people off. And we're in a very strange situation right now, where the only way that there might be enough food to feed people for the next 1 to 2 years is if the vaccine die-off accelerates so rapidly that billions are killed and therefore billions won't starve. So the real question now is, what's going to kill you first? Is it the spike protein bioweapon, the mRNA injections that alter your chromosomes and turn you into a bioweapons factory? Or Is it starvation and famine that's been engineered by the weaponization of the food system and the economic sanctions causing the cutoff of exports of grains and fertilizers and energy? That's the question. It's kind of like, how are we going to die?
Pick your poison. We're going to go to break, come back, and get more into the math on this, but you've said it, I've said it. How are they going to get away with injecting billions of people with a soft kill weapon? Well, they've got to have a new bioweapon or a new war or a financial collapse, something that's so horrible, much worse than the last thing, that, you know, happens as an intense event. It's not in the aggregate worse than the bio attack that just happened. It's a soft kill, but it's so big and dramatic. It smoke screens what they already did to us. And now here we are. We knew it. We both predicted war. And so we're going to come back and ask Mike Adams, what comes next? What's the next shoe to drop after this? And is there a way to reverse this countdown to extinction? This countdown to Armageddon, naturalnews.com, incredible flagship of liberty, Infowars.com, the tip of the spear. They wanted us all off the air by now, but we're still here because of you to be on air during this critical time, which gives us a real chance, I think, to mitigate how bad this is going to get. But it's going to get bad. So get prepared and get ready, folks, because these are going to, you're going to look back on 2022. I think it was the good old days. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, final segment I'm hosting. I want Mike Adams to really be able to roll the next few long seconds coming up out of the War Room. Premium Central at InfoWars.com /film/video. The station across the country with Owen Schroyer. But I see the awakening as very positive. As negative as all this is, it's really an opportunity. I know Mike agrees. I listen to a show that for those of us that are aware, we're going to be the leaders and help build the new future. And the power elite that are in control now are going to burn themselves out and really fail. They are failing. Many of their agendas are falling apart and waking people up, but then that makes them double down, double down, double down. So it looks like they're winning. In my view, they're actually failing, but it's still going to be extremely destructive. But I got to tell you, I travel around the country. I go all over the place. And Mike Adams has been around for 20 years. He's reached so many people. But now, all the time, oh, I love Mike Adams. Oh, and I love... So just to see the buzz out there for Mike increasing is great. Because that's another bellwether of how folks are really getting it. Because, you know, Mike Adams is a scientist, and he's got hardcore info. And it's shocking. But it's what people need to know to be able to stop this. So you got a lot coming up in the next two segments, but you heard my question. We obviously predicted war. Now I think cyber attacks, maybe a new bio release. The globalists are just getting started, in my view. What do you think they're going to launch next as they go from crisis to crisis?
Okay, well, and by the way, thanks for blowing my cover there, Alex. I was pretending that I have no influence whatsoever, so that maybe they would leave me alone. Just trying to hide out a little bit, you know, in the corners of the truth, right? But in any case, here's what we're facing. Number one, there's no new farmland on the planet, really. There are slight increases in places like Brazil, maybe 1%, 2% a year. But there's really no new farmland, no new continent to grow food. And so you only have the set amount of dirt, of land, and the soils are being depleted through erosion, by the way. There are really only two ways to increase crop yields. One way is through fertilizer, which we've talked about, and for that reason, half the people of the world are able to eat. The second way is to have higher concentrations of CO2 in the atmosphere. If you raise the level of CO2, crop yields explode. If you want to grow more crops, you need more CO2. So what are the globalists doing? They are sucking the CO2 out of the air through CO2 or carbon sequestration. And they're setting those up in North America, in places like Iowa, and pipelines going into Illinois and so on. And these are designed to reduce CO2, which will cause global famine because crop yields will fall.
And Mike, think of what a victory for anti-science this is, because you go through the equations in your latest article. We have sunlight, we have water, we have chlorophyll, we have these different base gases that the plants need combined to be able to live and survive. And they're literally attacking it at its base of carbon dioxide. And the average person doesn't know that that's literally like saying, let's get rid of water on planet Earth, or let's get rid of sunlight. I mean, those are the things you've got to have. And exactly, they've got a war on carbon, which is a war on life. And we know the Earth had a much higher carbon before for a lot of reasons, but volcanoes and other things were more active. And so they're literally attacking something that we need, is this carbon that's bound in the Earth that's part of our life cycle. It's just insane that they're able to brainwash and train the public to literally hate the oxygen of plants. The thing, you know, we have oxygen, they have carbon dioxide. That's the life cycle. To be able to teach people this is insane.
Yes, and think about hydrocarbons or fossil fuels are really stored plant food that is released to the crops of the world when you burn hydrocarbons. So hydrocarbons, in a molecular format, basically just C and H. That's the name hydrocarbon, hydrogen and carbon, but it's typically CH. You burn it in the presence of oxygen or O2. You get only two outputs, Alex. One of those is plant food, which is CO2, and the other output is water. So if you burn hydrocarbons, you are creating food for crops and water that can water crops. So there's nothing negative about that. It's not pollution. It's actually sustaining life. And when you have higher levels of CO2 in the atmosphere, and NASA imagery has proven this, they've been taking images while CO2 has been slowly rising into like 409 parts per million or whatever it is right now. The Earth is greening more and more. Now, Alex, remember when I said there's only a limited amount of farmland on the planet? The way to create more farmland is to raise CO2 levels in the atmosphere. Then you can turn deserts into farmland. Then you have new acreage in which to grow food.
And explain that to people, because I've seen the studies that they're mind-blowing. Just a little bit of CO2 going up makes plants need less water, makes them more hardy, makes them grow faster. It's incredible.
Well, there are experiments where they've attached greenhouses to coal-fired power plants so that the output of the coal burning, which contains CO2, becomes food for the greenhouse, and it grows plants. And that's a very smart way to use these two natural resources on planet Earth.
And then what do those evil plants do? What do the evil plants create? Oxygen and even more deadly gas.
That's right. And food. So, again, you want to grow more food, you need more CO2, not less. But if you raise the CO2 level in the atmosphere, then deserts can become grasslands, grasslands can become forests or rainforests, or you can use them for farming. Areas that can't be farmed today will be able to be farmed when CO2 levels are higher. And with higher levels of CO2, which existed in the history of the Earth, you have a wetter, warmer planet, more lush, more diversity of life in rainforests. There are studies that show more flowers are blooming. And so why do Democrats and leftists hate rainforests? Why do they hate rainforest flowers?
Because they
why
hate life, hate because they're crops? Satanic.
That's right. They hate life. You nailed it. I mean, that's exactly it. You know, Maryland is proposing a new law that would allow you to murder babies 28 days after they're born, because for some reason they think that on day 29 that would be an evil act. So these are the kind of lunatics we're dealing with.
I saw that report, didn't even get to it. Incredible. All right, you're about to take over. Mike Adams, what are you going to cover when you come back?
Well, of course, a little bit more about hydrocarbons. What people need to understand about your own food supply, how to navigate and survive this. Also, I want to talk about how I think we've reached a tipping point for widespread global crypto embracing, because the banks have been weaponized against the people. And I think every person needs to become proficient in crypto in order to move money and not be subject to the illegal confiscation that governments and banks are
carrying.
Well,
that's right. I saw something you were saying 2 weeks ago was they were going after the truckers. You said this is going to make crypto go back up, and it is going back up. Mike Adams takes over in 4 minutes when we come back from break. For listeners, folks, I know you're awake, but your friends and your family are awake to waking up. They're not awake yet, many of them. People are ready to use the plant analogy. The ground is very fertile. There's water. There's sunlight. You know, the tyranny wakes them up. People need to get the articles and videos now. You need to share this interview with Mike Adams once it's archived. You need to share this information that you know. People don't know it. And I know you know that. I'm just trying to remind listeners of how damn important you are. It's like if a plant doesn't have carbon dioxide, it dies. If you don't share this show, we die. We all die together. It's that simple. Separately, everybody's got runs on iodine. We've got high-quality tri-iodine, all the good iodines you need. Even though it's going to sell out like a week now, 50% off because I want you to get it. Same thing. Our vitamin D3 Winter Sun, it's going to sell out in a matter of days. We're keeping it 50% off. Infowarsstore.com because I got to get funds in to operate. We have the great nootropic Brain Force Ultra. Hits really quick and dissipates fast. Unlike Turbo Force and unlike Brain Force Plus, it lasts a long time. They're totally different formulas. They're all great. They're all different. But if you like them, you're really going to love Brain Force Plus. And, of course, Brain Force Ultra, the new product, InfoWarsStore.com. It's 40% off. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. A lot of you don't have water filtration, portable, with what's coming. That's something you've got to have as well. We've got an Alexa Pure Pro, one of the highest-rated systems at a very low price, InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Adams takes over.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had it on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Fourth hour here, Mike Adams, and I've been handed this segment and the next segment to carry out the rest of this hour. So thank you for having me on, Alex. And we're going to cover today here some things that you need to be able to know how to do to protect yourself from the global famine that's already been engineered. It's set in stone. So point number one is that you can't stop this. None of us can, because it takes time to grow plants. And crops are already, well, think about it this way. A lot of the food we're eating now is last year's crops. So the winter wheat and last year's corn and soy that was grown in the fall or processed over the winter in different parts of the world, depending on the climate. What's happening now is we have shortages of fertilizers, shortages of crops, shortages of energy, and then extremely high increases of prices of the diesel fuel that's used to transport food as well as to run the tractors and the agricultural equipment that creates food. So this shockwave begins now. This shockwave will not be fully felt until later this summer. And then it's going to continue to last for the next 1 to 2 years. That's my prediction. So you're not going to see the store shelves going empty tomorrow because we still have a little bit of a buffer in the system. But in late summer, it's going to get very bad. And in the fall, even worse. And by the winter, my prediction is, again, 1 to 2 billion people on this planet will face the real possibility of starvation. We're talking about food scarcity or food insecurity, as it's called, on a massive scale. And again, 1 to 2 billion people will be affected. And that's if things don't get worse. If things get worse and we have a nuclear exchange, then you have cesium-137 contamination of soils. Now, cesium-137 is a radioisotope. It's part of the fallout from Fukushima, from Chernobyl, from 1986, and it's the reason why you can't grow crops right now in northern Ukraine near the Chernobyl site. Cesium-137, because it has a half-life of about 29 years or so, remember you need 10 half-lives in order for that to be considered gone from the environment. So 10 half-lives is roughly 3 centuries. 300 years is what it's going to take to get back the farmland and make it usable if we have a nuclear exchange. So anywhere the fallout happens, just to say one more time, you can't use the farms for 300 years. What is that going to do to the global food supply? Obviously, billions are going to starve, just bluntly stated. The second thing to realize is that cesium-137 mimics the biological pathways of potassium. So it goes everywhere in plants that potassium goes. And potassium is one of the key nutrients to grow plants. It's one of the key fertilizers, right? Nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. So when you eat those plants or when cows eat those plants, if they contain cesium-137, then those cows become, well, they produce radioactive milk. And this is one of the key ways that people are exposed to radiation after a nuclear event is through milk, through water, through food, through crops. So understand what's at stake here. Now, cesium-137 is a different isotope, obviously, than iodine-131, which is the nuclear fallout isotope that can kill you and burn out your thyroid and so on. But that has a half-life of only, I think it's 7 or 8 days. It's very short compared to cesium. So 10 half-lives of iodine-131 is only about 10 weeks. And if you wait 3 weeks before going outside after a nuclear fallout event, like literally living indoors for 3 weeks, then the level of iodine-131 will be cut to 1/8 because that's 3 halvings, obviously. So, and wait another week and it'll be 1/16 and so on. So, oh, by the way, the InfoWars store iodine, I was just asking the crew during the break, do you have that? You have that in inventory? The X, I think it's the X2? Yeah. And they said, yes, they do have it in inventory, or X3, I'm sorry. Maybe it's 2 different versions. But Alex had the foresight to order a tremendous quantity of this, and I think it took a long time to get it. I think they waited almost a year to get it in stock. And wouldn't you know it, now that they have it in stock, it's not going to last very long. I'm telling you, folks, if you want some iodine, go to InfoWars store right now and get it, because it's not going to last very long, and it'd be difficult to get more. And the other secret of iodine is it is an element, and it stores almost forever. I mean, I know they can't say that legally on their labels. They have to have an expiration date, you know, for FDA, I think of typically 2 years or something like that. But I'm just telling you as a scientist, if you have liquid iodine, like in alcohol or other solutions, it doesn't go bad. It's not like a vitamin C molecule or a plant nutrient molecule. It's an element. It just an elemental or simple molecular form. It's not going to go bad. So that's a lifetime investment in something that you're going to have on the shelf for the rest of your life, frankly. That's my view on it. Okay, but getting back to what's going to happen with food and what you can do. Understand that if you can go out and purchase some fertilizers right now, even at relatively small quantities, like a 50-pound bag of a nitrogen-based fertilizer that's used in farming and in hydroponic production, understand that that fertilizer represents the potential for future food. So storing fertilizer and then having some seeds and then having a way to grow that food, not just in soil, but also in what I advocate, what's called suspended net pot non-circulating hydroponic systems. It's also known as the Kratky system, K-R-A-T-K-Y, Kratky. And I encourage you, that's what I do. I grow food like crazy using this system. You use a little tiny amount of fertilizer. You stir it into the water in that system. And I'm growing just massive amounts of lettuce and herbs and kale and proteins and natural medicine and basil and all kinds of things, wild onions. It's incredible. So investing in fertilizer makes a lot of sense in this environment right now. Because, you know, you think about storing food. Okay, that's great. You have a certain amount of food. But the food is eventually going to run out, especially if we have a two-year famine. You need to have potential for food. And that's fertilizer, and that's seeds. But a lot of people own seeds, and they forgot about the fertilizer. Without the fertilizer, your seed yields are very low. And if you think about your primary equation when it comes to survival and survival gardening is how many calories are you expending versus how many calories are you getting back out of the food? And that's why people tend to grow a lot of potatoes in a survival garden, because you get a relatively high return. But if you don't know what you're doing with gardening and you don't have fertilizer, you can starve to death while you're gardening. You're just not getting the calories to compensate for the effort that it takes to grow the food. And this is why I advocate, the non-circulating suspended net pot hydroponic system, because it requires no pumps, no electricity. It's super simple. I mean, it's just the easiest thing imaginable, and it takes very little effort because there's no weeding, there's no soil. There's almost no effort to grow that food, and you can live off that food. And then maybe, you know, you shoot some wild hogs or something if you want some bacon from time to time, or maybe you have a neighbor who's got some cows and you do a barter system. Hey, let's trade some beef for some of these amazing kale and salads and lettuce and herbs and sprouts and natural medicine that we created over here. You get into barter, and then that's how people survive, okay? But fertilizer helps you survive that, because that gives you the yields in the food that you need in order to live through this. So it's critical that you plan ahead for the global famine that's going to take place. It is set in stone. Mark my words, 1 to 2 billion people will face starvation by the end of this year. There's no question about it, because there's no magical way to produce food. It has to be grown. It takes time, and it takes inputs, and those inputs have been locked out of the system as of today. So you have advanced knowledge of this, and that's one of the things, you know, pat yourself on the back. Thank God for the blessings that you have to be an InfoWars viewer or fan, or watching any of the work that any of us do in our podcasts and websites and so on, because you have advanced notice. You almost have a crystal ball time machine, and you know what's coming where the masses don't. So take advantage of that knowledge. Go through and listen to what I said here. Get yourself a food growth system. Get yourself some fertilizers. Get yourself some seeds and the knowledge to turn that into food so you can survive what's coming. I'll be back with much more about crypto and other topics straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extend-O-Vice can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extend-O-Vice. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jones Show, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of NaturalNews.com, and I'm also the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech video site. I want to mention about videos. One of the things I strongly recommend that everybody do right now, because we may be looking at an internet shutdown. You know, there are even rumors of what Russia is doing with disconnection from the internet, I believe, on the 11th. That's just a couple days away. But there could be an internet kill switch, a shutdown. So one of the things that you should probably think about doing is going to all of the video sites that have how-to videos about how to grow food, how to do hydroponics, how to harvest, how to save seeds, all these amazing things, these skills that you need to survive. And I encourage you, support and visit all the alternative sites, the free speech sites, and then get yourself a video downloader and just download those videos locally. So, you know, not just Brighteon.com, there's BitChute, there's Odyssey, there's Rumble. And there's still quite a few videos on YouTube that are good how-to videos that can teach you a lot. Because there's going to come a day where you don't have the internet. There's going to come a day InfoWars isn't broadcasting, where I'm not doing podcasts, where Natural News is offline, and so on. And where, frankly, the entire ecosystem is offline, probably. That day is coming. And it'll probably be a cyber war, false flag attack on America carried out by the deep state of America and then blamed on Russia, because of course Russia, or Putin in particular, is now blamed for every single thing that ever happens. Even if you lose your car keys or get a flat tire, pretty sure it's Putin's fault, whatever happened. So get this information in advance, download the videos, store them locally so you've got a local library of knowledge that you can turn to, because you may still have electricity even though you don't have internet, right? So you can still watch those videos locally. That's another thing that you can do. The third thing is to get the skills and start growing your food. This is the perfect time of the year. This is March, or coming up on mid-March, and for most of North America, this is the time to begin planting and to begin growing. You don't have to do it on a massive scale, folks. Just get the knowledge, just the practice of knowing how to grow food so you have that in your wheelhouse of skills. Even if you grow one tomato plant and just keep it alive and produce tomatoes, that alone is a skill set that could be life-saving as we move into this global famine and scarcity situation. Okay. Also, about storable food and nutrition, you know, I'm a food scientist, and I want to mention that across the board, one reason you need to grow food is because all storable food, virtually all storable food, suffers from a lack of living plant nutrients or complex nutrients such as vitamin C. So storable food has a very important role, which is to provide calories and to provide protein and things like that. And it's very good at that, all kinds of different forms of storable food. But typically it lacks vitamin C, and it almost always lacks the phytonutrients such as anthocyanins. And we're going to talk about anthocyanins here for a second. Anthocyanins are the molecules in fresh produce, fruits, and vegetables that give it the color pigmentation. So the purple on an eggplant skin, it comes from anthocyanins. Purple corn, that purple is from anthocyanins. Blackberries, blueberries, all kinds of different, even raspberries and so on. The pigments, especially the darker blue and purple and black pigments in food, those are anthocyanins. You might say, well, why does that matter? What's the deal with anthocyanins? Well, anthocyanins reduce inflammation of your vascular system. And anthocyanins in particular suppress a glycoprotein known as CD38. And you say, whoa, who cares? What's the deal with CD38? Well, the hemorrhagic fever viruses that are about to be released on the world, they kill you by overexpressing CD38, causing massive inflammation of your vascular system and internal hemorrhaging and bleeding, including bleeding out of all your orifices, like your eyes and your nose and your mouth and maybe your ears. It's bad, okay? So what I'm saying here is that anthocyanins, even though more research is needed, anthocyanins may be a natural way for you to suppress the overexpression of CD38 that is associated with mortality following exposure to hemorrhagic fever viruses. Now, I can't say for sure, because again, more research is needed, but this is a feasible theory based on published science. We know that anthocyanins reduce the overexpression of CD38. So the thing is, there's no downside to eating healthier or choosing foods of color, right? In our society today, in the progressivism, they always talk about people of color. Well, what about foods of color? That's what we need to be eating. So foods of color can save people of all colors, by the way. No matter, you know, who you are or your ethnicity, we have the same basic physiology. So we all need these molecules. So the next time you go to the grocery store, or the next time you decide what to grow, if you could grow red carrots or purple carrots versus just yellow carrots, go for the darker colors. Because what's actually happening in that case is the plant is synthesizing this medicinal molecule or group of molecules, anthocyanins, also, you know, antioxidants and carotenoids and so on. They're synthesizing it from air for the most part. So carbon dioxide comes out of the air into the plant, and then the plant combines that with hydrogen and oxygen molecules from the water that comes up through its roots. And that gives it three basic elements: hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. Out of those three, the plant can make almost anything. For example, vitamin C is made out of nothing but hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen, and the plant synthesizes it for you for free. So understand that when you're growing plants, you are growing new molecules that did not exist in the seed. The plant is creating molecules for you. Another example, sprouting broccoli seeds produces a molecule known as sulforaphane. And yes, there's sulfur in it, as the name implies, but the rest of it is hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. Sulforaphane is well documented to achieve neurological repair. So can you think of why we might want to have brain repair or neurological repair right now, as we're living in a world where we're all under attack by spike proteins that damage your brain? Even spike protein shedding or exposure, or someone who took the first couple of vaccines and then they decided to stop because they realized it was killing them. How do you repair your brain, your neurological tissue? Part of the answer comes down to these natural molecules. You can buy sprouting seeds, just broccoli seeds. You can sprout them in a mason jar for free. Just rinse it once a day. It'll sprout in the jar. It will create sulforaphane. And then you eat the broccoli sprouts, and you are getting powerful natural medicine that's known to repair damaged neurological tissue. Now, this matters not only right now, but also think about in a collapse scenario where you don't have access to neurological doctors and specialists and hospitals and all that testing and MRIs and everything else. You're going to need to know how to grow your own medicinal molecules. And that's an area where I specialize. I think that's why Alex asked me on today to talk about this interaction between carbon dioxide, foods, food molecules, global famine, starvation, how to grow your own medicine, how to grow potential, or how to store potential for food, and all of these things. And so that's a lot of my mission here, is to teach people all these things as we go into this starvation scenario. Because the truth is, folks, nobody has to starve, and nobody has to die, even from COVID. Nobody had to die. We have the answers, we have the knowledge, and Mother Nature and God provide the molecules that we need in order to survive everything that's coming and to feed ourselves so that we can remain free citizens and don't end up standing in line in a FEMA camp somewhere begging for food handouts because you don't know how to grow your own food. Growing food is simple when you know how to do it. Growing medicine is simple. It happens automatically. You just have to know this key knowledge, the kind of knowledge I'm sharing with you right here today, and then put it to use. Practice this. This is the application of this knowledge. Okay. Now, real quick, I only have a couple minutes left. Oh, wow, yeah. Okay. I want to talk about crypto for a second here. In the past, I had been somewhat critical of some crypto speculation and hype and so on. The equation has completely changed now because the banks have weaponized their financial systems against you, the customer. Banks can no longer be trusted. They will steal and loot your money, as Canada proved. Crypto now as the tipping point, in my opinion, widespread adoption for financial transactions, for moving money, even internationally, in a fast, secure way, especially with the privacy coins. And I think from here forward, we all need to become proficient in using crypto and moving to this parallel financial ecosystem that is not controlled by centralized governments. So as of today, I just want to announce that with some precautions, there are still some, you know, investment scams and so on out there. But crypto, I think, is the answer to defend ourselves. It's kind of like the life jacket. It's the survival vest for the financial ecosystem. Everybody needs to learn how to use crypto, and I am now using it once again for these purposes that I've described here. So just want to get that on the record. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. You can follow me at Brighteon.com or naturalnews.com. I've got a daily podcast called The Situation Update. People really enjoy that. And be sure to support InfoWarsStore.com and the other hosts and guests here on InfoWars.com. Thank you for watching today. It's been a pleasure joining you. Take care.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.